Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. Promises to Kids is creating a brighter future for foster children in San Diego County. They do this by offering them the tools, opportunities, and guidance they need to overcome the difficulties of their past and grow into healthy, happy, and successful adults. Joining us this morning is Promises to Kids CEO Tanya Tarosian and Promises to Kids Guardian Scholar Irma Barajas. Welcome, Tanya. Welcome, Irma.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary.
Let's start with a little background information, if we could, Tanya, on Promises to Kids. Now, that wasn't the original name, was it?
No, we were founded in 1981 under the Child Abuse Prevention Foundation. So at that point, we really were focused on raising awareness about the issues of child abuse and then trying to motivate the community to come around to support the children.
And so when did you make the name change and why?
We made the change in about 2009. And the change really came about because we were looking at what do we really do in terms of impact for foster youth. And there had been a lot of headway and a lot of things that we'd done in the community originally around awareness of child abuse and supporting the prevention aspect. And then we had moved into supporting foster youth. So once the children were in foster care, what could we do to fill in the gaps of that system? And so that's really why we wanted to change our name into Promises to Kids.
So did the focus change that much?
It changed a little bit in terms of really looking at, in our beginnings, we started by bringing people together to actually build the Polinsky Children's Center, which is San Diego County's emergency shelter for abused and neglected kids. Since then, we've really looked at doing more of our own programming. So we do a scholarship program. We have a camp for children that are in foster care that may be living separate from their brother and sister. And so the focus really went from more awareness and convening of community to providing direct service to youth.
So now the organization's been around for, what, over 35 years?
Yes, absolutely. So founding in 81, so been quite some time, yes.
Okay, so aside from the name change and a little tweaking of the focus, how else has the organization changed over those years?
We've grown substantially. So we have started with just a volunteer team of our founders, no paid staff, and developed over time into having some staff. And now we have 25 staff members, a very solid board of volunteer members from the community, 17 of them, and we've grown in budget to really being able to support the needs of the foster children, so about 3,000 kids in care.
So 3,000 kids each year, pretty much?
Yes, yeah.
Who you serve?
Yes.
And what's the mission, then, in Promises to Kids?
To create a brighter future for San Diego's foster children.
And where are you located?
We're located in Kearny Mesa, so on the same property as the Polinsky Children's Center.
And how long have you been with Promises to Kids?
I've been with Promises to Kids as CEO for 8 years. And prior to that, I was there another 3 years as their Director of Fundraising and Development.
What was it about Promises to Kids that attracted you?
I'm a former social worker, so my first job right out of college many years ago was as a case manager. And so I really, that's where I learned about foster care and met some amazing youth, and it propelled me into a career of really wanting to dedicate everything that I do to making a better life for children in care and improving systems. So when I moved to San Diego, I started looking for ways to make that impact. And Promises to Kids then at the time was still Child Abuse Prevention Foundation. And I was very moved by the impact that the organization has had on this community.
Now, this month is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. We discussed a little bit about that just a couple of weeks ago. I had Home Start on the show. What is Promises to Kids doing this month to raise awareness about child abuse in our community?
Yeah, so we do have a number of calls for volunteers, of course. We'll be doing more of a marketing campaign, kind of outreach, really raising awareness about the needs of children who have been victims of abuse and now are in foster care, and ways that you can come together to support them, either being a mentor, volunteering for our summer camp, or, of course, making a donation to support the programs and services we provide.
Well, let's talk about some of those programs. You mentioned the Polinsky Children's Center.
Yes.
This opened up, what, back in the 90s, early 90s?
94, yes. So we built the center, so raising almost $13 million, and then we partnered with the County of San Diego. So they now operate and own the facility. And what we do is we come in and provide direct services and supports to children who are staying there. So, for example, we do some pet therapy in partnership with Helen Woodward. We provide health and wellness, recreation services, cooking classes. We have a peer-to-peer mentoring program and support program for the children on site. And then we also partner with Rady Children's Hospital to ensure that every child that comes into care under the age of six receives a developmental assessment and then a treatment plan to make sure that they're prepared for school by the age of six.
So when kids come to the Polinsky Children's Center, how long do they typically stay there?
So the stay is less than 10 days. So it is now a short-term emergency shelter. And so the goal is to find a forever family for those youth in foster care with a relative or back at home safely if need be.
And what are some of the situations that these kids are facing when they are brought to the Polinsky Children's Center?
Yeah, so unfortunately, the children who enter foster care have been victims of extreme abuse or severe neglect. And so the police, fire, county social workers have determined that there's not a safe environment for them to remain in. So they have to come out of their family of origin into the center. So obviously, they are pretty traumatized. They're probably pretty scared about having to leave their family and going to an unfamiliar place, which is why it's really important for the center to be so welcoming and get them to their next place, whether it's home or with a relative or in foster care as soon as possible.
And the age range at the Polinsky Children's Center, all ages of kids?
All ages up to 18, yes. So okay. They could be coming directly from, you know, the hospital, at, you know, just being born, all the way up to 18.
Now, you say they can stay, what, up to 10 days?
10 days, yes.
So what happens after the 10 days? What happens if you don't have a place to put them after that?
Yeah, so the county determines all about the placement opportunities, so they look really hard for anyone who could take the child in as a relative, let's say a caring adult who's been in their life. Sometimes it could be a neighbor, or ultimately, if there's nobody that is familiar to the child, they look to foster care. So they do have emergency foster families that children can go to.
I see. And now your pet therapy program that you have there, you said it's in coordination with Helen Woodward Animal Center.
Correct, yeah. So they bring on their trained animals to work with youth, and they come on site. And it's a really amazing thing to watch, because a lot of times the children who have experienced some trauma, they may not be prepared to talk about it or want to talk about it, but having a dog or another animal there that they can just sit with, be comforted with, and relate to really helps them heal quite a bit.
It's very soothing.
It is. It's very soothing, yeah.
Now, another program that you have there at Polinsky, the Polinsky Center, is your Youth to Youth program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we utilize former foster youth who are in our scholarship program called Guardian Scholars, and we train them. And then they are able to go back and work with youth who are at the center, so kids that are still in foster care, to answer any questions they have, motivate them to understand that they may have experienced similar things and they were able to come out of the system in a positive way, and that they're able to accomplish things like higher education or find a stable and loving environment.
So, great to be able to talk to somebody that's been through the same
absolutely
thing.
It's so different to have, you may have a very loving, caring staff member telling you the same thing, but somehow when you hear it from somebody who's sort of walked in your shoes, it feels very different to a young person. So it's really critical to have that relatability.
And another program, you already mentioned this one, and I think it's a great program, Camp Connect. And this is a way to reunite and reconnect siblings that may have been separated in the foster care system, right?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you had mentioned sort of where youth go once they leave the center, and there's a big shortage of foster parents, not only in San Diego County, but nationwide. And so what you're finding is that there isn't always space for brothers and sisters who come into foster care together to be placed together. And so sometimes the county will have to separate them. What's really difficult about that is sometimes they're their only remaining family connection. And so Camp Connect came about so that we could really bring siblings together to have a bond and not lose that connection. And so that program's been going just over 11 years and starts with summer camp. And every single month we have an activity to make sure those children know that they can see each other at least at those events and activities. We do things like go to the beach. We might go to a movie or I think we've done fishing out on a like a day boat fishing. We've also done things like visited the Midway, gone to the zoo. So there's a number of activities that we provide.
But the actual summer camp one, how many days is that for?
It's 4 days.
It is a four-day camp?
Yes. Okay. So, and it's completely run by volunteers and then our two staff members. So we rely very heavily on volunteers for that.
So you have that, and then you have then day outings.
Correct. Yes.
That the kids can go on.
Yes. And they
and
love
reconnect.
It. Yeah, so we have about 49% of foster youth that come into the system are separated from a brother or sister. So it's a large number of children, and we find that sometimes the first time they come to Camp Connect, they maybe have not seen their brother or sister in years. And so it's incredibly important that not only do we do summer camp for them, but they continue to have opportunities throughout the year to see each other.
And how many kids get to go to the camp or the day camps?
So we have capacity for 150 children.
Oh, wow.
Last year we had just under 120 children go. So we're always actively recruiting and making sure that any child over the age of 5, under the age of 18, knows about the camp, is referred to the camp by their social worker, their foster parent, and is able to attend.
So is there a cost for any of the camps, the summer camp or the day camps?
Nothing. Everything is provided by Promises to Kids. And we are 100% philanthropy funded, so that means individuals like your listeners, corporations, companies, but we're just not government funded. So we make sure that we rely heavily on the community.
And those that go to the summer camp, the four-day camp, is it at the same location every year?
It is. It's up in Julian, and we go to the Whispering Winds campsite.
Oh, okay. Isn't that the Girl Scouts?
Yeah, I think there's a number of groups that go to that, and it's a really amazing camp. They have cabin style, which is nice, but they also have any activity you can think of. We have rock climbing. They have a full pool. We have those jumpy blow-up obstacle courses, horseback riding.
Hmm. Just like any other camp.
Just like any other camp, except they get to see their brothers or sisters that they haven't seen in a long time.
And that's the great part about
that's
it.
That's key.
Yeah. Now, Irma, you are a guardian scholar at Promises to Kids, and you entered the foster care system at the age of 10?
Correct. I entered when I was 10 years old with my 5 sisters. We got separated. We were placed at Polinsky, and we got separated because, I mean, obviously there was not enough space for all of us to go to one foster home.
So as a guardian scholar, what does that mean? What do you do at Promises to Kids? And first of all, how old are you?
I am 28 years old, and I also attend Cal State San Marcos. I'm going to get a bachelor's degree in criminal justice.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. So as a guardian scholar, what does that mean?
Well, I am there to, obviously, it helps me to reach my goals, especially financially, because I don't have the support system like other people do. And it actually helps me by, paying my bills or paying for books for university.
So how did you get involved with this program?
Well, I found out about it when I was in community college, and then I applied, and I finally got it this past year.
And you said you were separated from your sisters?
Correct.
When you entered the system. Did you get to go to Camp Connect yourself?
No, I wasn't able to go to Camp Connect, but then there was other, you know, programs that did help us.
So do you see your, have you seen your sisters recently?
Yes, I have seen my sisters, and I still keep in contact with them, and it's like, it helped us a lot that we were, you know, there at Polinsky Children's Center, and then after we were able to get back together in one foster home. So
okay.
We do keep in contact now.
That's great.
Yes.
Tanya, what is the age that one transitions out of the foster care system?
Yeah, so it...
has changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has changed. It used to be 18. And it used to be 18, here's whatever belongings you have, and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's extended. So there's something called extended foster care. And it can go through 21. And then there's additional support services that extend even beyond that. For example, healthcare and other support services.
And does Promises to Kids offer a support system after they leave your organization and they go on to bigger and better things?
We do. It's interesting. We have, we're just talking about launching in sort of an alumni group because we keep, which is great, we keep our relationships with our youth for a long period of time. And you'll see, in fact, I had one young man, he's 35, which I couldn't believe. He's gotten old so quickly as time passes. But I was talking with him, and I remember when he was in our program, and he's since graduated. He is, he's a professional person now. He's, you know, got a career, and so being connected to our youth long term is critical. And I think we do that because we're more than the services we provide. What's critical, I think, about Promises to Kids is that everything we do is about building a relationship long term. So it could be fostering that relationship between siblings so that they have something to connect with as they age out, or it could be our caseworkers and us, as well as our volunteer mentors, forging a relationship that will go beyond their graduation, beyond going through foster care, so that they always have that sort of second family.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What else can you tell us about the Guardian Scholars Program?
Guardian Scholars Program is, in my opinion, a game changer for a lot of young people who are looking at leaving foster care into the community. And I say that because I think education is a way that you can secure your financial future in a way that other programs and services may not be able to give you that. So, for example, when you are aging out of foster care and you're looking at Guardian Scholars, to be accepted into our program, that means that you receive a mentor, somebody that is an adult in the community that commits to you to spend time, be there for you in whatever circumstance that is, whether it's a educational coach, whether it's a life support, basically anybody, as if another parent would be there, aunt, uncle, adult. It also means that you have a case manager, somebody to help open doors. You know, I think back about my childhood, and my parents were present for me. I had a lot of my parents' friends that showed me sort of the world. And sometimes in foster care, you don't have that. It's just
right.
You. And so Guardian Scholars changes that. And then we also give some financial support, a scholarship. So I know that if Irma's in our program, I know that she'll be like all of our other students, and 92% of them were successful last year, meaning they're graduating, they're receiving their degrees. And that's compared to the national average of less than 30%.
Hmm. So great success rate.
It's a huge success rate. So we're only limited by funding in terms of the number of youth we can serve. So my vision for Promises to Kids is that in the very near future, as a child exits foster care, they're not handed an application to our program. They're handed a welcome letter so that everybody has equal access to the support.
So next month is Foster Care Awareness Month, and you have your second annual Foodies for Foster Kids event coming up. When's
yes.
that going to take place?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's the entire month, and we have almost 25 restaurants on board. And so basically, when you look at the different participating restaurants, everybody does something a little bit different. So it might be you receive a dollar off of a burger that you order at one restaurant, or like at Pacifica Del Mar, there's a dollar off their famous and really delicious salmon. So there's a number of things all over the county that then give money back to foster care.
Okay, back to Promises to Kids.
Right.
Okay, and so that's the entire month of May.
Correct.
And,
yes.
And people can find a list of the restaurants at your website?
Yes. So they'll be going up on our website. We have, like I said, almost 25 committed. So we'll be adding more each week, but they will be on our website. So I would check throughout the month of April for a complete listing.
Okay. And then you have another event coming up, your Dream On Concert Gala. That is June 3rd. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and some will say the most fun. I love music. Obviously, the listeners do as well. So it's a concert. This is our 11th year, and we are hosting it at Papa Doug and Jenya Manchester are hosting it at their home in La Jolla. And we will have Don Felder, the former lead guitarist of the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
nice.
He wrote Hotel California. So he'll be there playing all the hits and some originals as well. And so we're looking to raise just over $1 million for foster youth that night.
Is there going to be anything else like a live or silent auction as well?
Yes. Yeah, so we usually have about 15 live auction items. They can range from trips on a yacht to vacations to dinner experiences. So some really fun, exciting things. And then we have a silent auction that has amazing items like concerts and dinner out and things for the kids. So anyone can get involved on any level. We have sponsorship opportunities as well as just tickets.
And tickets available at your website?
They are, yes. Just Promises to Kids. There's a page for the concert. You can buy right there.
Okay, and the money raised from this event and your Foodies for Foster Kids?
Yes.
All goes right back to Promises to Kids. Does it go to any one particular program?
No, both are looking at whichever needs the most funding. Currently, our Guardian Scholars is our largest program, so the majority of funds raised does support Guardian Scholars. But Camp Connect also is in need of funding. So.
Okay, before we wrap up, volunteers, big part of Promises to Kids. You mentioned earlier volunteers needed for Camp Connect, right?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, Camp Connect relies heavily on volunteers to run the camp. That means that if you ever thought about being a camp counselor, you can do so. We just ask that you commit to a minimum of one 24-hour period, since it is 4 days. We'd love to have you the whole 4 days, but if you can't do that, we want a child to start the day off with the same person that is going to be their camp counselor overnight, you know, so they feel comforted mm-hmm. and know them. So we're looking at that. It's in August. And then we also need volunteers to participate and support them at Camp Connect events throughout the year. So it might be a Saturday afternoon, Thursday night type of thing. And then also we're looking for 100 volunteer mentors that will be paired with our college students as the Guardian Scholar Mentor.
Okay. And how can somebody get involved with being a volunteer?
So right on our website, there's a volunteer button. You can go ahead and sign up. There's also a list of our orientation dates. There's two a month. And so making sure that you contact us and register to attend one of our orientations.
And what about somebody who wants to help you with your mission? How can they do that? Can they make a monetary donation at your website?
Yes. Also on our website, you can make a donation. We do a couple of different programs. One is just a donation to whatever program you resonate with, or just all of our programs by our general support. The other is called Promise Makers, and it's our monthly giving club. So as low as $50 a month, less than, you know, $2 a day, way you can support a foster child in any one of our programs. So that gift will support a brother and sister participating in camp.
Nice.
And so it's a nice way to know that with your monthly recurring gift, you're supporting not only camp, but family.
Okay, so once again, your foodies for foster kids happening throughout the month of May.
Correct.
And a list of participating restaurants can be found at your website. And then you have your Dream On Concert Gala June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets available at your website as well.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what is your website again?
It's promises2kids.org.
Okay, and are you on social media?
We are, yes. We have Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Tanya and Irma, thanks very much for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do in the community of Promises to Kids. It's appreciated.
Yes, thanks, Gary. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, Gary.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Earthworks. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.